Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. We bless God for the joy of this morning, this day, the very beautiful day that the Lord has made, the ninth day of April 2024. Lord, we are grateful. From the depth of our hearts, we all say thank you, Lord Jesus. Oluwa, etobi o ninu aye wa. Ko senita le fi shakawe re o. Etobi. Ko senita le fi shetobi o. Oluwa etobi ho ninu aye wa ko seni ta le fi shakabere ho etobi ko seni ta le fi jafiwe ho etobi oluwa. That is why this morning you want to pray to the Lord and tell the Lord that His mercy does not forsake us, will never forsake us. Because God has been great. He has done so many wonders in our lives. The book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 19 to 20 says, "You, in your great mercies, did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud that led them in the way did not leave them by day, nor the pillar of fire by night that gave them light on the way by which they should go. You gave your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouths, and gave them water for their thirst." Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. This was the testimony of Moses, the man of God, of the goodness of the Lord to the Israelites when they were on the road. The Lord had mercy on them. He did not forsake them with His guidance. He kept the cloud and fire with them. He did not forsake them in the wilderness. He was faithful. He led their way. They were able to see. He gave them His good spirit to instruct. The Holy Spirit was there to instruct to them. And He even gave them food and water. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Ancient of this King of Glory. Our worthy God, our faithful Father, dependable, loving, and gracious. We bless you, God, because you're holy and forever you are God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the beauty of life and living. We appreciate the grace of your grace on our household. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for life and health. We are really so grateful. Lord, we are really so grateful. Lord, we plead for your mercy in the wilderness of our world in Jesus' name. You had mercy on the Israelites in the wilderness. The world is becoming a wild wilderness now. Lord, we pray that your mercy will speak for us and our household in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace of your presence in Jesus' name. Presence of your presence in our homes. Your presence with us as a family, when we go out, when we come in, your presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our soul, spirit, and body, we pray that your presence will be with us. You will never forsake us or leave us in Jesus' name. We receive grace of your presence, grace of your ever-abiding presence, your presence that breaks away every darkness, that breaks away every sorrow, your presence that breaks away every sickness. Receive grace in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, move us from wilderness to our land flowing with milk and honey. Turn deserts to favorable land in Jesus' name. Turn our desert to favorable land in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. You move us out of this wilderness. Move our nation out of this wilderness. Every family on this platform that is in wilderness, one wilderness or the other, it is time, O God, to move to the promised land. Receive the grace in Jesus' name. O Lord, we confess your covering over our household, your covering over our husband, your covering over our children, your covering over us and everyone in our household. We move in this day and night. with under your cover in Jesus' name. The Bible says the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. We are covered in your fire. We burn evil away from us and lead our way in by your goodness in Jesus' name. We are enjoying your goodness and your mercy in the name of Jesus. Your fire will continue to go before us and surround us with your Shekinah glory in Jesus' name. Bible says our fire goes before him and burns up all his enemy. The ill makes life worse at the presence of the Lord. So shall it be in Jesus' name. We confess in the name of Jesus that the sun shall not smite us by day, neither the moon by night. In the name of Jesus, my household has become your Goshen. Everyone in my household is stamped with the blood of Jesus. We are sealed with the blood of the Lamb. No evil shall befall us. The presence of God that was in Goshen will come with us in the name of Jesus. Will stay in our home. Go with us out and come with us in the name of Jesus. This day we prophesy ourselves as the Lord Goshen. No weapon fashioned against us shall befall us. All those who rise up against us shall fall in Jesus' name. Father, we remove confusion from our hearts today. We pray in the name of Jesus that there will not be confusion in our hearts today in Jesus' name. There will be clear direction. There will be the voice for the heaven saying, this is what I want you to do with this day. And we'll be able to obey in Jesus' name. We pray this prayer into life of our husbands. The direction of God, the care and upholdment of God is their portion in Jesus' name. No confusion in their hearts in Jesus' name. Their life is settled in Christ in Jesus' name. My husband and my children will hear and follow your leading all through the day in Jesus' name. My husband and my children will hear your leading and follow your leading. I hear your leading, O God. I follow your leading in the name of Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit to guide and teach you, be with my husband and everyone in my household in Jesus' name. The presence of the Holy Spirit to cheer, to guard, to guide, and to teach in the way of the Lord will be with us in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare by your mercies that my household will flourish. My household flourishes in abundance today and beyond. We flourish in money. We flourish in life. We flourish in every good thing in Jesus' name. My household begin to flourish. We lack nothing good. We flourish and blossom in Jesus' name. We lack nothing good. We flourish and blossom in the name of Jesus. We lack nothing good. We flourish and blossom in Jesus' name. We are spiritually and physically and emotionally fed. The Lord is feeding my home. The Lord feeds everyone in my home. He feeds us spiritually. He feeds us physically. He feeds us emotionally. We are not tired. We are not hungry. We are not confused in Jesus' name, because we have the presence of the Most High God with us. We are focused. Our focus is clear. We are fed. We are strong. We are healed and healthy because we believe the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We know no lack in Jesus' name. We know no lack in the name of Jesus. Our barn is filled in Jesus' name. The presence of God is with us. We are watered. We are fed. We are watered. We are abundantly fed. Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayer. We love you, Lord. We love you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless us as we trust him for full restoration this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying, and God bless you. Be good.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.